Chapter 14. While Mrs. Jennings speculated about the distress that could have befallen Colonel Brandon, Eleanor wondered about the extraordinary silence of her sister and Willoughby on the subject of their engagement. It seemed incompatible with their nature not to be open about such a matter, and as time went on, Eleanor sometimes doubted whether they were really engaged. One morning, Mrs. Dashwood went to visit Lady Middleton, and two of her daughters went with her. Marianne stayed at home, since she was expecting Willoughby to visit. On their return, they saw Willoughby's carriage was waiting outside. When they entered the house, Marianne suddenly came out of the parlour in a state of distress, with a handkerchief at her eyes, and without noticing them, ran upstairs. Surprised and alarmed, they proceeded into the room, where they found only Willoughby, who was also clearly struggling to control his emotion. "Is anything the matter with her?" cried Mrs. Dashwood. "Is she ill?" "I hope not," said Willoughby, trying to look cheerful. "It is I who should rather expect to be ill, for I have received very disappointing news. Mrs. Smith is sending me on business to London. I have come to bid you farewell. I must go immediately." "I hope you will not be gone long," said Mrs. Dashwood. Willoughby coloured as he replied, "You are very kind, but I have no idea of returning to Devonshire immediately. I'm afraid I will not be back for 12 months. "Surely you can come to visit. Mrs. Smith is not your only friend in this neighbourhood. For shame, Willoughby. You know that you will always be welcome here." Willoughby seemed confused. Looking at the ground, he replied, "You are too good. But my engagements are of such a nature that I can make no promises." Mrs. Dashwood was too astonished to speak, and after a pause, Willoughby hastily took his leave. Eleanor felt disturbed by Willoughby's behaviour. He seemed a changed man. She feared either that he had never been serious about Marianne, or that they may have had some unfortunate quarrel. "I am persuaded that Mrs. Smith disapproves of his regard for Marianne, and is eager to get him away, and that the business in London is merely an excuse to dismiss him," said Mrs. Dashwood. "Because he is dependent on her, he must give in to her schemes and leave Devonshire." "I suspect there is more," said Eleanor. "He was so altered. I am sure something unpleasant has happened." "You seem determined to look for guilt in him. Willoughby certainly does not deserve to be suspected. I'm sure he loves Marianne." "I want no proof of their affection," said Eleanor. "But of their engagement I do." "I require no such proof," retorted Mrs. Dashwood angrily. "I am perfectly satisfied of both." Chapter 15. Over the next few days, Marianne could hardly eat or sleep. She avoided company, went for long walks alone, and thought only of Willoughby. She read his favourite books and played the songs that they had sung together. For days she wallowed in her grief. No letter came from Willoughby, and none seemed expected by Marianne. Eleanor felt uneasy, but her mother could find explanations when she wanted them. "It is because Sir John brings our letters, and Willoughby does not want to reveal their secret," said Mrs. Dashwood. "Why do you not ask Marianne whether or not she is engaged to Willoughby?" asked Eleanor. "I would never ask such a question. If they are not engaged, it would cause her great distress." One morning, Marianne was persuaded to join her sister on a walk. When they came to an open, long stretch of road, they stopped to look around them, and in the distance saw a man on horseback riding towards them. "It is Willoughby. I know it is," exclaimed Marianne. "I think you are mistaken," said Eleanor. "The person is not tall enough." When the figure came closer, they indeed discovered that it was not Willoughby, but it was the one person who could at that moment be forgiven for not being Willoughby, Edward Ferrars. In seeing her sister's happiness, even Marianne briefly forgot her own disappointment. Edward was warmly welcomed, but he seemed grave and confused. Marianne could not understand why he seemed so cold towards Eleanor. She asked him if he had come directly from London. He replied that he had been in Devonshire a fortnight. "A fortnight," repeated Marianne, surprised that he had been so long in the same county without seeing Eleanor before. Edward looked rather distressed, and added that he had been staying with some friends near Plymouth. Eleanor felt vexed by his coldness and reserve, but resolved to regulate her behaviour, and avoided every appearance of resentment or displeasure.